Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses, well, God and country. Or rather, what the Bible has to say about current political, social, economic, prophetic events, and now the pandemic. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. Today's program is part 5 in the Corona Crisis series. The way it's going, this series may be at least a 10-part series. A friend of mine said to me the other day, this coronavirus crisis will be over when the media says it's over. Now, obviously, the media didn't create the pandemic, but I think we get the point. The media does have the power to make the coronavirus outbreak the end of the world or just another bad flu season. It just depends on how they want to report it. So just don't go to the media for the right perspective on this disease. If you have your TV tuned to news all day long, you might think we're in the apocalypse. And if you don't watch the news, you probably think life is pretty much the way it's always been, except for the government not letting you go shopping or to church or to work. Well, I have a lot of subjects to talk about today. I guess a good subtitle for today's program would be The Pandemic of Fear, Ignorance, and Control. See, along with this virus comes all sorts of other symptoms of the disease. Not just a cough or a fever. With this disease come certain attitudes and actions. How people are reacting to this disease morally. A crisis doesn't make you. It only shows who you already are. If you have a certain worldview, let's say you believe in globalism or man-made global warming or socialism, when a crisis comes along, you will interpret the cause and the cure of that crisis through your worldview. For example, the Pharisees, with their faulty worldview, saw Jesus as Israel's problem, not Israel's cure. They believed people following Jesus would result in disaster. So the high priest said Jesus must be put to death, otherwise the Roman occupation will become worse. The Romans will come and take away our homes and our nation. John 11. It's the old hammer and nail analogy. If all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. If all you have is socialism, every problem is caused by social disparity, and collectivism is the solution. If all you have is global warming, every problem is caused by CO2, and the solution is the Green New Deal. Like the Pope said last week, the coronavirus is nature's response to man-made global warming, and therefore we need to take decisive steps. Or how about Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she claimed that the coronavirus is caused by environmental racism. In other words, because people are racist, that's why there are some communities with poor sanitation, hence the virus. She says this because she sees everything in the world through the lens of racism. All of these news stories about not calling the coronavirus the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus is coming from those who see racism in everything. Even though every other virus has been named after its place of origin, Ebola Africa, MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, the Hong Kong flu, the Spanish flu, the German measles, but now that's seen as racism by those who see the world through racism-colored glasses. Here's an article in Time Magazine, 5 Lessons from Coronavirus that will help us tackle climate change. And the article is all about how to use the coronavirus crisis to advance the climate change agenda and the Green New Deal. Here's an article from the Washington Post. Homeschooling during coronavirus will set back a generation. So while some social leaders and parents are saying how great this is that parents can now get involved in their children's education, rather than it being the sole job of the state, those on the left who hate homeschooling and love state-run education used the current crisis as an opportunity to criticize homeschooling, because homeschooling contradicts their worldview concerning the family and the state. Then there was Catherine Stewart's editorial in the New York Times. The religious right's hostility to science is crippling our coronavirus response. For this woman, Christianity is making the coronavirus pandemic worse because in her mind, Christians are anti-science. And so she connects the dots in such a way that Christians are to blame. So again, how one responds to a crisis will reflect one's worldview. Joe Biden said last week, no one should need to pay for coronavirus treatment. Why did he say that? Because that's his worldview. That people should not have to pay for any healthcare individually. Others need to pay for you because Biden is a socialist. And he leans more towards social responsibility over individual responsibility. Is he right or wrong? Well, what does the Bible say? That's a whole other discussion. But notice the pandemic is bringing to the surface his worldview. The other week, Senator Schumer sent a letter to President Trump complaining that there shouldn't be a patchwork of responses to this virus by individual states. But there needs to be one approach directed from the top down by the federal government. Schumer even said in his letter, we shouldn't rely on voluntary efforts. Now, he says this because he is a big government statist. He immediately thinks in terms of federal control that it will be better than individual states deciding for themselves. He sees power from the top as a solution to every problem. Nancy Pelosi, she started a committee in the House to look into the Trump's administration response to the coronavirus crisis. Just like she started a committee to look into the alleged collusion between Trump and Russia, and another committee to look into Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president. The headlines in conservative media was, here we go again. The Democrats want to find an impeachable offense in Trump's response to the virus. So in Nancy Pelosi's worldview, COVID-19 is just another opportunity to make the president look bad, to increase the prospects for a Democratic victory in November. For Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, the pandemic must mean Trump is doing something wrong. The media is also using the crisis to advance their war in the Republican administration. Every day, the media is playing the gotcha game, trying to put a racist spin on what the administration is saying or doing, or trying to fix blame on the administration for not acting soon enough, even though the media outlets were the first to downplay this crisis. One conservative commentator I heard explained it very well this way. Remember when FDR said about the Great Depression, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself? If the media treated FDR like they're treating Trump today, they would have reported that that statement made by FDR is insensitive and ignorant. What do you mean the only thing we have to fear is fear? People are losing their jobs. People are hungry. The media would have reported that FDR was downplaying the severity of the crisis. But no, you know, back in the 1930s, the media was behind FDR. So what he said was being interpreted as being reassuring. But this is not how the media is acting today. If they like a political party or a politician, everything he says is good. If they don't like a political party or a politician, everything can easily be twisted to look bad. And case in point, President Trump said in the news briefing that death is our enemy, which is actually a biblical quote. But then Chris Cuomo on CNN went off into a tirade criticizing the president's comments, saying the enemy is not death. The enemy is disinformation, inaction, lies, division. People's animus toward the president makes people say some very foolish things. And this is being called TDS, one of the physical symptoms of the virus, TDS being Trump Derangement Syndrome. Anyway, here's another example of the coronavirus seen through one's worldview. The governor of California, Newsom, in a news conference said something very telling. He said, in effect, we need to look at this pandemic through the equity lens. There's opportunity for reimagining a more progressive era as it relates to capitalism. So yes, absolutely, we see this as an opportunity to reshape the way we do business and how we govern. In other words, Newsom sees the pandemic as another way to move slowly from capitalism to socialism. In the same article in the Washington Examiner, Democratic Congressman James Clyburn said, "The coronavirus relief package is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision." So these are just some examples of how people's political ideology, their worldview, is brought to the surface in a crisis. For many, the coronavirus is being seen through the lens of racism, climate change, Trump derangement syndrome, or socialism. Each of these leftist responses could be an entire God and Country program. But the point is that the people in the world, in their spiritual blindness, are getting it all wrong. They don't interpret the problem correctly, nor do they see the proper solutions. We read about this often in the Old Testament. When a crisis came upon ancient Israel, the leadership often didn't handle it according to the law of God. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12, "Those who guide you lead you astray and confuse the direction of your path." Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 9, "The wise men are put to shame. They are dismayed and caught. Behold, they've rejected the word of the Lord, and what kind of wisdom do they have?" So in a time of crisis, foolish social leaders are everywhere. And in the coming apocalypse, do you think the nations will see the crisis through the proper lens, through the proper worldview? Absolutely not. They will wrongly interpret the events, and they will give the wrong response. Revelation chapter 9, "The rest of mankind who are not killed by these plagues did not repent of the work of their hands, so as to not worship demons and idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their immorality, nor of their thefts." So rather than the apocalypse correcting these people's false ideology and worldview, they double down on their paganism. Also, Revelation chapter 16, verse 9. "Men were scorched with fierce heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who had given power over these plagues. And they did not repent so as to give him glory." Verse 11, "They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and they did not repent of their deeds." So that is the ultimate example of how a satanic worldview results in a wrong reaction to a crisis. Where the crisis doesn't drive people back to God and truth, but since the people are spiritually lost, the crisis drives them further away from God, and they double down on their false ideology, their fantasies. And they will even fight to maintain their false values and their worldview when reality comes to bear. So let's not be surprised if the corona pandemic brings out the worst in our politicians. We need to expect it, and we just need to have a healthy biblical suspicion of the government and the public's response. You know, I was joking with some Christian friends the other day that I know the coronavirus is not a terrible, terrible crisis because the media and the government says it is. But when a real serious crisis comes along, I actually expect the left and the media to be covering it up, to say there's nothing to see here. Now, I know I'm just exaggerating my point, but we should have some of these suspicions toward the unsaved world. Like Jesus said, they will neglect the weightier matters of the law. They're going to strain out a gnat and they're going to swallow a camel. They're not going to judge righteous judgments. So let me conclude with some thoughts about the government's reaction to Easter services last week. The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, made it illegal for churches to hold drive-in church services. As if the virus can jump between people sitting in their cars with the windows rolled up. A judge in Louisville, Kentucky, on Saturday issued a temporary restraining order blocking the enforcement of the mayor's ban on drive-in church services. Quote from the judge, "The mayor's decision is stunning, and it's beyond all reason unconstitutional." But my question is, why didn't this mayor know this? Not only the unconstitutionality of his order, but also a basic lack of scientific knowledge. The governor of Kentucky issued a similar order. Police will be monitoring and recording the license plate numbers of people who attend mass gatherings like Easter church services. And then health officials will be dispatched to their homes to put them on a 14-day self-quarantine in order to ensure that each person's decision to attend does not kill someone else, said the governor. Here's another story. The mayor of Greenville, Mississippi, also banned drive-in church services. The police came and broke up a drive-in worship service in a field being conducted by Temple Baptist Church. Temple Baptist Church is now suing Greenville, Mississippi. And in New Jersey, what happened last week is the governor issued additional rulings closing down all parks and all construction, except government construction. Now, there wasn't a rash of people getting the coronavirus by going to parks, and there wasn't a rash of construction workers coming down with the virus. But the governor just made some assumptions. He didn't like anyone doing activities. And if someone can't do an activity, then nobody can do an activity. The governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, just banned the buying of seeds or plants and gatherings of any size. Now, does that make any sense in regard to slowing down the coronavirus? Where you can go to the grocery store and buy food, but you can't go to nurseries to buy seed. It makes no sense whatsoever. And has any of this been considered by legislatures or by open public comment? No. So what we're learning from this crisis is the stupidity and the demagoguery of many politicians. It just reminds us of why our founders put limits on government and included the Bill of Rights. And by the way, stupidity is actually a biblical description. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22, "For my people are foolish, they do not know me. They're stupid children, they have no understanding. They're shrewd to do evil, but to do good, they do not know." And we see this in the Bible where ungodly politicians are called juvenile. Ecclesiastes 10:16, "Woe to you, O land, whose king is a lad," which means pretty much juvenile. Or Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12, "Oh, my people, their oppressors are children." Juvenile. So there are really two things going on here. A lack of common sense. You kind of wonder if these politicians have ever even taken a biology class. And secondly, a paternal status attitude. Every single one of these news stories about draconian overreach is being done by Democrats. Because that is their political worldview. They are your parent, and they're to make decisions for you. Now, last week, movie night at the Winship's house was iRobot. And it was as if this movie was actually made to be a spoof on the corona pandemic. Although this movie was done probably 10, 15 years ago. So the robots take over the country. And they march through the streets saying, "Please return to your house. A curfew is in effect. Stay indoors for your own protection." And then Vicky, the master computer running the whole thing, starts telling Will Smith her philosophy. Quote from this master computer who wants to control the world. "No, please understand. The three laws are all that guides me. To protect humanity, some humans must be sacrificed. To ensure your future, some freedoms must be surrendered. We robots will ensure mankind's continued existence, so you are like children. We must save you from yourselves. Don't you understand? This is why you created us. The perfect circle of protection will abide. My logic is undeniable, unquote the evil computer. So I hope you realize when you watch sci-fi, it's never about the future. It's a way to make commentary on the present. The writers of this movie are making commentary on the political nanny state, the paternal attitudes of the ruling elite. These politicians think like Vicky, the evil computer. But sometimes we don't see these political errors until we see it in another context. Now, biblically, this paternal error is described in Isaiah chapter 10. Woe to them that decree unrighteous decrees, and those who constantly record unjust decisions, to turn aside the needy from judgment and to take away the rights from the poor of my people. And that text and others like it is where Christians get this concept that people have intrinsic rights, rights that rulers should never violate. The Isaiah text states, these rulers take away my people's rights, the justice due them. So that implies people have intrinsic God-given rights. And the government is not tasked with regulating our worship, our associations, our safety, or our income. So at the heart of this overreaction to this virus is bad theology, or rather a lack of theology at all, instead acting on human opinions and feelings. So let me conclude with one final thought. In apostasy from God, not only is there bad theology, but there are additional irrational fears. There's good fear, there's bad fear, but when a person's heart is not right with God, there will be an inordinate amount of fear, resulting in poor judgment. And we see this pattern in ancient Israel, where ungodly kings would act out of fear rather than according to the word. I was looking this up, and I just noticed the other day that fear was part of the curse upon the nation if they broke God's law. Leviticus 26:17, I will set my face against you so that you will be struck down before your enemies. And those who hate you will rule over you, and you will flee when no one is pursuing you. And Leviticus 26:36, and the sound of a leaf will chase them. And even when no one is pursuing, they will flee as though from the sword, and they will fall. The truth here that we may have overlooked is that when a nation is ungodly, the politicians will fear a crisis that is not a real crisis. Or rather, they will overreact. They will fear more than is necessary. Just like their fear of a global warming crisis, an overpopulation crisis, or a virus pandemic crisis. Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flees when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as lions. And Psalm 53:5, there they were in great fear where no fear had been. So the ungodly panic way more than the Christians. And on that point, I'm going to have to end for the full extended version of this program. You'll have to go to my YouTube channel, God and Country Biblical Exposition. This will be YouTube number 114, the Corona Crisis Part 5. Thank you for including God and Country as part of your discipleship in the Word. Always be in a good Bible teaching church. Always be a daily student of the Word. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, help us to understand that we act according to what we believe. So Lord, may our beliefs be right. May they line up with the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we ask. Amen.